Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of September 2017. Supreme Court has directed Bombay High Court to expeditiously decide all pleas and petitions challenging the validity of Real Estate Regulation and Development Act. Supreme Court has given RBI and Finance Ministry 4 weeks' time to file response on a plea seeking extension of window for exchanging demonetized notes of 500 rupees and 1000 rupees. Supreme Court has asked Google, Yahoo, Facebook and WhatsApp to furnish information on complaints it had received from India regarding objectionable content related to child pornography and rape uploaded to the web and action taken by them, if any. Supreme Court has sought view of the Modi government on validity of over 40,000 Rohingya Muslims who have taken refuge in India to escape persecution in Myanmar. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea of AIADMK leader TTV Dhinakaran seeking extension of the 3-month time to contest the framing of charges against him in a FERA violation case. Supreme Court has stayed Jammu and Kashmir High Court order directing state government to provide lifetime security cover to retired judges and advocate generals. Supreme Court has stayed a Bombay High Court order banning the use of loudspeakers in Mumbai. Bombay High Court has held that Federation of Labour Law Practitioners cannot be registered as a trade union under the Trade Unions Act, 1926. Bombay High Court has passed an ex parte order against Patanjali Ayurved owned by Baba Ramdev restraining them from broadcasting a particular advertisement that plaintiff Hindustan Unilever sought injunction against. Bombay High Court has asked the special court to decide afresh the plea of former media baron Peter Mukherjee, who has sought copies of the diaries maintained by Khar police officers. Delhi High Court has dismissed Vodafone India petition that urged for directions to Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to disclose its methodology for calculating the interconnect user charge, IUC. Delhi High Court has sought responses from Delhi government, Lieutenant Governor, LG, and Director General of Prisons as to why women prisoners are being denied the benefits of semi-open and open jails. Madras High Court, while taking a serious view of the Blue Whale Challenge game, has directed central and Tamil Nadu governments to explore possibilities of banning it.